in California and in Washington, D.C., more Democrats are calling for Senator Dianne Feinstein to resign. The list includes Congressman Ro Khanna from California, who told CNN today that Feinstein is no longer able to fulfill her duties.
She has had an extraordinary career in public service. She's been an icon on issues of gun violence and women's rights. But it has become painfully obvious to many of us in California that she is no longer able to fulfill her duties. She doesn't have a clear return date.
Feinstein is 89 years old, and she's been absent from the Senate for more than a month with a case of shingles. Yesterday, she asked Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to name someone else to temporarily fill her role on the Senate Judiciary Committee, but she said she would not resign. She has said she will retire when her term is up in 2024. With us for more is Tal Copen. She's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief at the Boston Globe. Tal, hello.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So the Senate Judiciary Committee has a lot to do, and one of its biggest jobs is confirming judges. Democrats want to get as many judges on the bench as they can, I imagine, while they control the Senate. So, Tal, remind us what's not happening while Feinstein is recovering in San Francisco.
That's right. And, you know, we say it's the Senate's biggest job these days. I mean, that's sort of a product of the time. Certainly, in theory, our Senate should be doing a lot more than just confirming judges, but that's what it's really become because, of course, the Senate is the body that confirms nominees, and the judiciary has become, you know, way more active, let's say, than the legislative bodies in the United States. And so the parties have really made a concerted effort to stalk the judiciary when they have the ability to, when they have the White House and the Senate. Yeah. And in the last election cycle, Democrats managed to go from a 50-50 majority, majority by virtue of occupying the White House, to a 51-49 majority. And that sounds like, oh, well, what's the difference? But it makes a big difference. And one of the ways it made a big difference was it meant that they didn't have to have evenly split committees. So what they earned in that pickup in the midterms was an extra seat on the Judiciary Committee, which meant that they could start confirming judges much more quickly, because if you have a deadlock at the committee level on a judicial nominee, you have to then take up floor time on the full floor of the Senate to vote that nominee out of Judiciary. So, which is all to say, with one member of Judiciary being gone for the foreseeable future with no end date in sight, that puts Democrats right back in that evenly split category. And since judicial nominees tend to be the most contentious, the most, you know, sort of hard fought, the prospect of having to use all that floor time is a real drain.
And what's the path? She said she'll step aside temporarily from the Judiciary Committee. What's the path to getting a replacement for her? Is that guaranteed?
No, it's not guaranteed. And it's sort of uncharted waters. I mean, we were sort of trying to rack our brains in the internet to see if there's a precedent for this, but this would have to be approved on the Senate floor. Now, there's a chance that they ask unanimous consent to do this, and perhaps Republicans go along and sort of recognize it. Traditionally, in the Senate, there's a view that, you know, each party gets to determine who's on committees. But, you know, this is a very hard-fought area of partisan politics. And so Republicans may try to throw a wrench. And if you can't get unanimous consent, that if one person objects, then you have to do it by a vote. And it's a 60 vote threshold, is my understanding. And then you're going to need 10 Republicans to side with Democrats. So it's not a straightforward proposition to replace her on Judiciary. And of course, that only alleviates one area of concern of an extended absence of a senator.
Yeah, which really points to what Representative Ro Khanna, you know, said in asking her to step aside. You've covered her for years, Tal. Do you think she'll budge?
Well, she's given no indication that she has any interest in stepping aside, and you know, it seemed to take a lot to get her to acknowledge that she would not run again. I mean, she could have announced that at any point, and there were some fits and starts and confusion about when she would announce that, and then, of course, she even got a challenger before she announced she wouldn't run again. And as I reported last year with my colleague then at the San Francisco Chronicle, Joe Garofoli, there have been real concerns increasing and mounting in recent years that her memory has been deteriorating, that she wasn't really capable of doing the job, including concerns among her colleagues in the Senate and in Congress, that she wasn't really able to do the job even when she was present in Washington.
Yeah. Tal Copen, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief at the Boston Globe, thank you.
Thanks for having me.